This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Boberg?
Here.
Marquardt?
Yes.
Roby?
Here.
Vanneman?
Here.
Valley?
Here.
White? And Rosenboom?
Here. Could we get others on the line to identify yourselves also, please?
Good morning, everyone.
Bob.
Becky Jansen, Office of Legal Counsel. I'm standing in for Carla today.
Thanks, Becky.
And this is Kirk Fredericks, Federal Highways.
Okay. We'll read the consideration of conflicts of interest. Now is the time for the Commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former Commission members. If any member of the Commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the Commission will consider the disclosure at this time. I've not received any written disclosures. If any Commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. If the commission decides the underlying conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest, you may not participate in any commission discussion or commission action on that matter. If the commission does not find the underlying conflict to be fair, reasonable, and consistent with the public interest, the parties, which may include the department, may not lawfully enter into the proposed contract or other matter which gives rise to the conflict of interest. The secretary must record in the minutes of the meeting the name of any commission member who has disclosed the conflict of interest, a description of the proposed contract or other matter in which the member has the conflict, the member's description of the nature of the conflict, and the commission's vote on the question of whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. After the meeting minutes have been approved by the commission, the secretary must file a copy of the minutes with the auditor general. Does anyone have anything they wish to declare at this time? Okay, good. Hearing nothing, Mike, I've got you up next.
More, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, thank you for taking time out of your schedule again to review some bids. First of which, we will go over the bids. From the April 5th meeting, Mr. Sam Weisgram will provide his recommendation to you.
Good morning, Chairman, members of the commission. We just have the one bid opening, as Mike said, April 5th letting since the last time we met. The April 5th bid opening consisted of 13 contracts involving 15 projects. 44 bidding documents were received. The low bids totaled $8,908,000, which was $614,000 or 6.5% below the engineer's estimate of $9,523,000. We've completed our review of the bids for the April 5th letting, and we have the two recommendations for you today. The first recommendation involves all projects with the exception of Project 9. So Projects 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, and 11 were within 10% of our engineer's estimate. Projects 1, 2, 3, 7, 12, and 13 were all more than 10% below our engineer's estimate. We're recommending approval of the award of these contracts.
Okay, if that's acceptable, I'd entertain a motion to approve the bid items with the exception of item number 9.
Mark Wirt will make a motion to that effect.
Second, Roby.
Discussion. Okay, hearing none, Patricia, would you call the roll, please?
Hoberg?
Aye.
Marquardt?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Vanneman?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye. Motion carries. Sam, you want to tell us about the next item 9?
Yeah, project number 9, Roadway Services was the Aztec low bidder of two bids received with a bid of $64,028, which was $20,258 or 46.3% above our engineer's estimate of $43,770. The project consists of crack sealing on three routes in the Custer area. After review of the bids received, the low bid is considered high for the work being completed. In addition, there are possibilities for reletting this project or potentially utilizing maintenance forces to perform this work that we feel would lower the cost of the project. As a result of our findings, we're recommending rejection of the bids for this contract.
Okay, I'd entertain a motion on bid item number 9.
Roby moves approval, or Roby moves rejection.
Hoberg will second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to reject bid item number 9. Any discussion on that? Hearing none, Patricia, would you call the roll, please?
Hoberg?
Aye.
Marquardt?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Vanneman?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye. Motion carries. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
Mike?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one revision for your consideration this morning. Revision number 62 will add a 2017 project to our STIP for some funds that we received through Federal Highway Administration in a technology deployment grant. The funds will be used to fund projects for scheduling workshops and software procurement. I would like to add our local division was very helpful in helping us to receive this grant. It may not be a lot of money, but the intent is to help us provide software for us to improve our process in our construction projects. With that, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, I'd ask your consideration revision 17062.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve this STIP revision?
Hoberg will move.
Valley will move. I'll second.
Okay, Fulberg moves and Valley seconds. Mike, just a quick question. Is this a competitive grant that we sought out or that the department sought out from the Feds?
Federal Highway Administration and actually the DOT and AGC have been working together to improve our scheduling of our projects and post-letting to lay out the time frames associated with construction activities. This grant will actually help us purchase some software to do a little bit different review and a little better review of the scheduling activities for construction. Our local division did submit it, and my understanding it is a national, it's open nationally, and we were fortunate to receive funding, so it's not an allocation that we'd receive annually. It was a special grant that we received in order to fund this initiative.
Okay, thanks. Other questions or discussion? Okay, hearing none, Patricia, would you call the roll on the motion?
Hoberg?
Aye.
Marquardt?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Vanneman?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye. Is there any other business to come before this commission today? Hearing none, I hope you each have a happy Thanksgiving, and I'll declare the motion or the meeting adjourned.
I have one comment. Instead of a happy Thanksgiving, let's shoot for a happy Easter.
Oh, thanks.